And now this is a dictation for Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A, April 29, 1949. Addresses a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mrs. Molina, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys. I haven't seen her since September. Comes accompanied with son and other family members. Recently admitted medical floor and then the psychiatry unit with acute psychosis, February 17 to February 27. She is now under the care of son. She cannot be living alone. They administer medications. Is receiving treatment for cognitive decline, dementia, as well as depression. Needs to follow as outpatient with health department or psychiatrist. I review all records from that hospital. There was a component of dehydration, acute kidney injury. Her appetite remains poor. She blames to the poor teeth and denture condition. According to family, probably one meal a day, sometimes every 2 days, and only liquids. No reported vomiting, dysphagia, no reported diarrhea, bleeding, no reported infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood, no trauma, limited mobility, no fall, no edema, ulcers, no oxygen, no CPA machine, no respiratory distress, no major cough, sputum production, other review system done being negative. I review medications on discharge. New medications, Aricept, Namenda, and Remeron. They changed the dose of Celexa and Seroquel, and she is still taking aspirin, Coric, Pepcid, vitamins, Nurantin, Socor. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight, 134. Back in September, 159. Blood pressure by nurse, 142.92. No respiratory distress, very quiet, but answer questions and follow commands. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia. No evidence for gross ascites, no evidence for edema. There is some degree of frailty and muscle wasting. She's able to tell me her name, the name of the family members. She made a point that the lady here was the fiancé of the son. She knows it's Tuesday, March 25th, and 2025. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries available from the hospital. The peak creatinine was 2.5. At the time of discharge, 1.59. Baseline creatinine has been around 1.4, 1.5. Most recent, minor low sodium and high potassium, normal acid base, persistent elevation of calcium, has fluctuated around 10.7 to 11. Recent urine analysis, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. No phosphorus was done, but previously normal. no recent PTH. The last one available is November 2021. At that time, calcium was fluctuating between normal and high, and PTH was 64 in the upper normal. Recent CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Kidneys are without obstruction, normal size, incidental, 2 millimeter, right-sided stone without obstruction. A 7 millimeter complex cyst, lower pole left kidney, no obstruction, no urinary retention. She wears a pessary for vaginal prolapse. There was also a CT scan of the chest, no contrast. Stable dilatation ascending aorta. (5.4 by 6 centimeters). Prior MRI of the brain, 2022, diffuse cerebral atrophy, as well as extensive small vessel ischemic changes, and prior remote infarct on the right thalamus and right pons. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, recent acute abnormalities, already improving. Blood test needs to be updated. We are going to assess further the hypercalcemia, repeating a new PTH, vitamin D25, vitamin D125, and PTH-related peptide. Hypercalcemia, of course, could be a reason for mental status changes, including psychosis, cognitive decline. Based on that, we potentially might provide treatment. I did not change present medications. Or issue discuss at length with the patient and family. We'll follow.